Please accept my humble obeisances. Dear Sri Bhuvanath Prabhu and all devotees present, Srila Prabhupada. So I'm very grateful to be here for this, observing the passing away of Sri Bhuvanath Prabhu with all of you wonderful devotees. I arrived last week. I was on my way from America to London to India, and I'm just stopping over here for 3 days to take darshan of their lordship Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda and have darshan of devotees here. And as I arrived, I came into the temple room for Guru Puja, and someone handed me mridanga, and Paravidya Prabhu was leading the nice kirtan, and we were doing kirtan together. But the devotees, they seemed very, they weren't bouncing off the walls as usual. They were a little bit glum. And there was some shadow over the devotees. And Paravidya Prabhu turned to me and said, "We just found out 1 hour before that His Grace Sri Bhuvanath Prabhu had left his body." So I was shocked. But we continued the kirtan, and then devotees spoke. Hari Sori Prabhu was here. And he couldn't speak at all. He was just completely in tears. And it was a very emotional situation. It became emotional for me also. And this week was actually probably the most emotional week of my whole life. I've never experienced these kind of feelings. These are, as Ritter Prabhu was pointing out to me yesterday, that these are transcendental emotions when the Vaishnava leaves us and we feel some grief, some sorrow, that this is actually transcendental. So this is a great gift to Krishna for me, and that I could be here and with all of you and participate in this wonderful disappearance festival of Sri Bhuvanath Prabhu. And I had a meeting in Bombay also, and that was postponed, so I could also attend all of these functions. I changed my flight date to go back to India. So it was a wonderful experience to hear the wonderful glorifications of Krishna's pure devotee from so many devotees who are very close to him, and feeling their grief by their association also. This was opening something in my heart. And I had the realization about, we often hear that vipralamba, and separation, is more intense than sambhog, this union. And I was experiencing this because I have met Sri Bhuvanath Prabhu and had the mercy of his association on several occasions. But this was the most intense experience in my Krishna consciousness, spending this week in remembrance of him. And it's a very intense a separation from him. I first met Sri Bhuvanath Prabhu in 1991 in Belfast. I was a new devotee. I just joined a couple of weeks before in Cork. And they told me to go to the manor and come to the Bhakta program here. And they said, "Go through Belfast. Shri Ram Maharaj is there. You can travel with him." And they said, "But don't go to the island or something. They may try to steal you. Just go right ahead to the manor." So I was in Belfast for the morning program there, and Sri Bhuvanath Prabhu was just leading an amazing kirtan, and it was giving me really great faith and taste in Krishna consciousness. And I was thinking, this is great, and I was having such a good time. They had Bhagavatam class, and they asked someone to read the verse, and I tried to right away read the whole thing. They said, "One line at a time." And Sri Bhuvanath Prabhu, I met while I was here at the manor, so many kirtans and rathiyatras, and so inspiring. And then I met him 2 years back at Rathiyatra in Amsterdam. And that's where there's a very famous picture that was in BTG with Lokanath Maharaj and Sri Bhuvanath Prabhu together with so many devotees. It's such a blissful, smiling photograph, that is, a wonderful photograph. And at that Rathiyatra, Sri Bhuvanath Prabhu came up to me, and he was very friendly with me, and he was encouraging me to just keep playing the trumpet and keep engaging in Harinam Sankirtan. And he was very, very encouraging to me. That was very nice. So My realization is I had last night on the way to the Harinam is that I was so tired, and after yesterday was so emotionally draining and so tiring, the Ekadashi, no grains and no rest during the day, and going for Harinam, I felt so tired I wasn't sure I'd be able to make it. And I was in the car, I was sneezing, I had a cold. Deva Prasthi said, "Why don't you just take rest?" And I said, yeah. But then I was remembering Tribhuvanath Prabhu, that all the wonderful stories that we've heard from devotees about how he's so tireless and ready to give himself to other devotees, even at the expense of his own rest, even if he has so many rounds to chant, staying up late with devotees, and just tirelessly preaching, traveling 16 hours on a bus, and then getting out and leading a kirtan. And as Ritta Prabhu was telling me yesterday, always like not sparing the horses, just giving his full energy all the time to preaching Krishna consciousness, or putting the pedal to the metal all the time, constantly, as we say in America. So remembering this mood of Tribhuvanath Prabhu, that he's just tirelessly preaching Krishna consciousness, I said, why can't I just try to extend myself also and try to forget my tiredness and try to follow his example and try to follow in his footsteps. And so I went for the Harinam and just remembering him with his inspiration and just trying to get all sweaty, like we heard yesterday, that he would go with the cartels and just get completely sweaty, giving himself completely to the kirtans. That was my goal. I said, let me just get completely sweaty and try to get absorbed in the Harinam. So I tried to do like that, and the Harinam was so blissful, and it was ecstatic. It went to like 10:45 at night. They shut down the sound system, but still we kept going and trying to glorify Tribhuvanath Prabhu and Srila Prabhupada and chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He's a great warrior of the holy name and a great servant of the holy name. And for this, I always try to take inspiration. So just to conclude, one thing I wanted to say is about his reading, is that one devotee tells me that every day when he would take shower in this Bhakta ashram next to the kitchen, he would constantly, every single day, play a Srila Prabhupada lecture tape. He would always listen to Prabhupada's lectures. So he was always hearing Prabhupada. So I feel very fortunate that I could be here with all of you wonderful devotees. And I want to thank the management and all the devotees who did so much, like Giri, and all the devotees who are on the phone and everything to bring Tribhuvanath back here. And I feel that by celebrating this festival, by trying to glorify Tribhuvanath Prabhu, it's just such a purifying experience. And on the mouths and lips of all the devotees was just constantly Krishna Katha this whole week, the glories of Tribhuvanath Prabhu. It's so much purifying to the heart. And to properly honor a Vaishnava is we can get so much spiritual benefit. And I just want to conclude in this regard with one verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. That from Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Lila, chapter 11, text 91 through 93. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this benediction. This is in relation to the passing of Haridas Thakur. That anyone who has seen the festival of Srila Haridas Thakur's passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has joined this festival to partake of the prasadam, will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. So I'm sure the same or a very similar benediction applies to all of us in participating in this festival of passing of Srila Tribhuvanath Prabhu. That very soon, by participating, by chanting and dancing, by going to the funeral and to the procession, and by taking of the prasadam, that we can all hope, by the mercy of Tribhuvanath Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada, all the Vaishnavas, Lord Chaitanya, Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda, to attain the mercy of Krishna very, very soon. Sri Tribhuvanath Prabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Ekalavya Prabhu was playing his trumpet so beautifully over the last week or so.